One evening late in March, I dropped in on a very lively party given by the governor of Kyoto Prefecture at a tea house called Shunju. The chairman was there, on the losing end of a drinking game, looking exhausted in shirt sleeves and with his tie loosened. Actually, the governor had lost most of the rounds, as I learned, but held his sake better than the chairman. "I'm so glad you're here, Sayuri," he said to me. "You've got to help me. I'm in trouble." To see the smooth skin of his face blotched red and his arms protruding from rolled-up shirt sleeves, I thought at once of Yasuda-san on that night at the Tatematsu tea house. For the briefest moment, I had a feeling that everything in the room had vanished but the chairman and me, and that in his slightly drunken state, I might lean in toward him until his arms went around me and put my lips on his. I even had a flicker of embarrassment that I'd been so obvious in my thoughts that the chairman must have understood them. But if so, he seemed to regard me just the same. To help him, all I could do was conspire with another geisha to slow the pace of the game. The chairman seemed grateful for this, and when it was all over, he sat and talked with me a long while, drinking glasses of water to sober up. Finally, he took a handkerchief from his pocket, identical to the one tucked inside my obi, and wiped his forehead with it, and then smoothed his coarse hair back along his head before saying to me, "When was the last time you spoke with your old friend Nobu?"
"Not in quite some time, Chairman," I said. "To tell the truth, I have the impression Nobu-san may be angry with me."
The chairman was looking down into his handkerchief as he refolded it. "Friendship is a precious thing, Sayuri," he said. "One mustn't throw it away." I thought about this conversation often over the weeks that followed. Then one day late in April, I was putting on my makeup for a performance of Dances of the Old Capital when a young apprentice I hardly knew came to speak with me. I put down my makeup brush, expecting her to ask a favor, because our Okia was still well supplied with things others in Gion had learned to do without. But instead, she said,
"I'm terribly sorry to trouble you, Sayuri-san, but my name is Takazuru. I wondered if you would mind helping me. I know you were once very good friends with Nobu-san."
After months and months of wondering about him and feeling terribly ashamed for what I'd done, just to hear Nobu's name when I didn't expect it was like opening storm shutters and feeling the first draft of air.
"We must all help each other whenever we can, Takazuru," I said. "And if it's a problem with Nobu-san, I'm especially interested. I hope he's well."
"Yes, he is well, ma'am, or at least I think so. He comes to the Awazumi tea house in East Gion. Do you know it?"
"Oh yes, I know it," I said, "but I had no idea Nobu-san visited there."